This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Pakistan is condemning Iran for launching airstrikes inside Pakistani territory that Tehran claimed targeted bases for a militant Sunni separatist group. Islamabad angrily denounced the attack as a, quote, blatant violation of its airspace and said it killed two children. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Tuesday's strike in Pakistan's rest of southwestern Balochistan province imperiled diplomatic relations between the two neighboring countries. Iran and nuclear-armed Pakistan have long regarded each other with suspicion over militant attacks. However, both sides appeared wary of provoking the other. The attack also threatened to further ignite violence in a Middle East unsettled by Israel's ongoing war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
New details have emerged on an aid deal between Israel and Hamas. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A senior Hamas official has said a deal brokered by Qatar and France will include 1,000 boxes of aid for Palestinian civilians for every box provided to the hostages held by Hamas fighters in Gaza. Musa Abu Marzouk also said on a posting on X that the International Committee of the Red Cross would deliver all the medicines to both the hostages and Palestinian hospitals in Gaza. The agreement also includes the delivery of additional food and humanitarian aid to Gaza. He added that Qatar will provide the medications and not France because of the European country's support for Israel. I'm Karen Shamas.
A top NATO military officer says the war in Ukraine could, quote, determine the fate of the world. NATO Military Committee Chair Admiral Rob Bauer says Western armies and political leaders must drastically change the way they help Kyiv fend off invading Russian forces. He told NATO top brass on Wednesday that, quote, we need to expect the unexpected. The senior officers are meeting over 2 days at NATO headquarters in Brussels. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least two people have been killed and dozens more injured in an explosion in Nigeria's Oyo State that also collapsed several buildings. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Search and rescue operations were underway on Wednesday after a deadly explosion at a private residence in Nigeria's Oyo State. At least two people were killed and dozens more injured, the state governor, Seyi Makinde, said in a statement. He added that preliminary investigations had indicated that illegal miners had been storing explosives in the house in the Bodija neighborhood of the state capital, Ibadan. Several houses were reported to have collapsed from the impact of Tuesday evening's blast, sending panicked residents into the street. Police cordoned off the site of the explosion, where a huge crater could be seen. Makinde said the state government would provide temporary accommodation for those who had lost their homes.
David Doyle from Reuters. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak faces a test of his authority and his nerve. He is trying to subdue a Conservative Party rebellion over his stalled plan to send some asylum seekers on a one-way trip to Rwanda. Lawmakers are due to vote Wednesday on a bill that aims to overcome a UK Supreme Court block on the Rwanda plan. It comes a day after some 60 members of Sunak's government, Conservatives, rebelled and tried to strengthen the legislation. A similar rebellion on Wednesday would doom the safety of Rwanda bill and potentially Sunak's 15-month-old government. The GOP presidential hopefuls are in a one-week sprint to next Tuesday's New Hampshire primary, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Fresh off his 30-point victory in Iowa, former President Donald Trump told supporters in New Hampshire not to be complacent.
Don't believe the polls, or even if you want, think we're 1 point down. We're not. We're like 30 points up.
Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, endorsed by New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, hopes to fare better than her close third finish in Iowa.
The weather's going to be nice on Tuesday. Chris already checked.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, meanwhile, opted to campaign Tuesday in South Carolina, Haley's home state, where he attacked her rather than Trump. I'm Norman Hall.
A doomsday cult leader and 30 of his followers have been presented in a Kenyan court to face charges of murdering 191 children. Leader Paul McKenzie and the other suspects did not enter pleas because the judge granted a request from prosecutors that they undergo mental health assessments and return to court on February 6th. The remains of 180 of the 191 dead children have not been identified. McKenzie and some of his followers have been blamed for the deaths of 429 members of his Good News International Church. Many are believed to have starved themselves in the belief that by doing so, they would meet Jesus Christ before the world ends. The bodies were discovered in dozens of shallow graves in remote areas. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.